Capital Broadcasting Company. This is WRAL Out and About. I am your host, Kathy Hanrahan. This is a podcast about bringing people together, and craft beer, it brings people together. And North Carolina's got a very strong craft beer presence. And, you know, I wasn't into beer until I moved here. 13 years ago, I moved here and I discovered all of these awesome breweries. And I'm going to be speaking today with one of them. I'm going to be speaking with the owners of Bond Brothers in Cary. They are so interesting. They've got so much going on. They're getting ready to open a second location. And they talk about how they got involved in the beer industry and just what challenges they face since COVID, all kinds of interesting stuff. Plus, if you want to be an intern there, they have a paid internship program. So yeah, stick around and find out more information about that. So take a listen to my chat with the Bond Brothers. So I'm here with the Bond Brothers, and you're the people behind Bond Brothers Brewery. So tell me more about your multiple Voters' Choice Award winners. You've won a few times for Best Brewery. You've got so much going on. You were talking about construction earlier. Tell me, what is life like right now? What's going on with the brewery?
It's busy. It's going through changes. We're in the process of opening our second location. So we just passed our final inspection today.
Well, our final rough-ins, yeah.
And then next week, hopefully we can call in the final and open soon.
Yeah, it's been pretty hectic.
Yeah. We're still operating at 50% under the restrictions, but business is doing pretty well. The weather is cooperating for the most part. So that helps bring out a lot of people, especially under the COVID guidelines. So, you know, they're getting better. Things are getting better. We're staying busy. We're optimistic. So we're looking forward to the spring and summer.
Well, obviously, yeah, you can have people outside and that'll really help. And as, you know, more people are vaccinated, maybe restrictions will drop down and you'll be able to have more people, you know, inside. Tell me what it's been like in the past year with COVID. I mean, I know, you know, a year ago, everything was shut down.
It changed dramatically. I mean, the first 2 months of last year, we were in the airport and we were just doing everything we could to kind of keep up with demand. It was going crazy. And we were just like, man, 2021 is going to be crazy. And then COVID hit. And who would have ever thought in a million years everything would get shut down? So we had to literally rethink everything we were doing at that point and cater to basically a new way of life or a temporary new way of life. And that's what we had to do. And it was challenging, but it was also fun and exciting at the same time. And it was amazing to see how much the community kind of supported us and other breweries.
Yeah, they supported everybody.
Yeah, I mean, everybody.
Everybody came together. Everybody was in the same boat. And, you know, it was just...
It's a rough time, I know. Well, what did you guys do? How did you kind of pivot to keep your business functioning? Because you couldn't have people inside. You couldn't have people in the tap room. So did you convert to like a drive-through model?
Yeah, more or less. So our business model initially was mainly tap room heavy. So most of our business was from people coming to our establishment, hanging out for a couple hours, getting a few beers and leaving. And then basically that just stopped. So we had no source of income at that point. I mean, we had some outside accounts, but a lot of those accounts
shut down.
There's restaurants, bottle shops. They all had to adapt as well. So keg sales went down. I mean, everything just completely changed. So we had to get creative and, Jay kind of spearheaded that. It was, we switched to an online service. So we revamped our website. We offered pickup, we offered delivery, and we also began a special
thing called local brew drive-through, where we invited a bunch of our friends on the weekend to basically we just sold their beer for them. So we had one central location, so people didn't have to go out and, you know, potentially spread this new virus. So they would just come to Bond Brothers and pick up maybe four or five, maybe even six different breweries beer, which was a huge success and was a lot of fun. And we did that for a little over a month, I'd say.
That's a great idea. That's a wonderful idea, because you were, yeah.
I mean, other people did it. Sorry. But other people did it as well. But
there were some breweries that just operated kind of out in the, you know,
in the boondocks.
Yeah, somewhere, you know, just away from civilization, which is pretty common in a lot of places. But so they didn't have anybody coming to their doors, and they couldn't really sell as much as they wanted to sell, or they had been selling. So everybody just kind of came together, and we just created this cool environment and this, you know,
safe way.
Yeah. Safety has been a big part of what we've been doing. And we've been very, very fortunate. No one in our area has gotten it, gotten COVID.
Knock on wood.
So, you know, we did all we could, and now things are getting improving, going in a good direction. And we're excited for that.
We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back talking a little bit more about Bond Brothers. I'm back with the Bond Brothers. Let's talk about that second location, because you mentioned it. I've noticed online you guys have been doing some music series kind of from there, posting some people performing. So tell me about that.
Yeah, that was kind of a product of COVID as well. And that was, once again, my brother spearheading that. He studied music. He went to college in New Orleans. We had an event space, which obviously we couldn't use anymore because you can't have events. So it was sitting there empty, dark, lights are off. It's kind of depressing. So we had to think of a way, you know, what can we do to utilize this space? And a lot of our friends are musicians, and they obviously weren't working. So some people started to do live stream concerts or live stream performances, basically just to keep people, you know, keep the spirits up, keep people entertained,
keep people busy.
So
people working.
Yeah. So we did that. We tried to do some live streaming, which was huge.
It was a big undertaking. It was luckily we have friends in the, in that industry as well, who came and sort of saved us, because we didn't realize how involved it was, but it went really well. And we had a bunch of sessions at that location. And then Jeremy,
So then we had our second location, which we dubbed East Side, because it's in this park called East Side.
East Side Park.
So we decided maybe to keep things safe. Oh, this is it. Actually, our local brew drive-through grew, and that expanded. So we ended up utilizing the space at our main location to house all the beer that we were getting from our friends' breweries.
Oh, that's right. So we didn't have that space anymore to do those music sessions.
It seems like so long ago. Our sense of time now is way out of whack since COVID. But we had to kind of shift gears and find like a different space to do performances. And we thought of, you know, our East Side location, maybe bring them out here. It was a space away from people. So we felt it was safe environment to bring new people around. So we brought them here and just, you know, started doing performances, and that spawned the idea of maybe opening up a music venue here. Like that was never really our intention. We discussed that possibility maybe at another place, but we initially were going to open as a second tap room and have some different beer to create a different vibe. But COVID and the live streaming and music just changed our gears, and we shifted. And revamped everything we had in mind.
Yeah, and we built a stage, and the rest is history, really. Just started recording, and yeah.
So hopefully in a few weeks, we're gonna slowly open our doors. And then when the restrictions lessen, have performances.
That sounds so cool. I love that, you know, COVID maybe, you know, it messed things up, but at the same time, it helped you kind of find a you know, a different purpose with the space. You know, you weren't really thinking of these things, but, you know, it helped you pivot maybe in a new direction.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, you have to adapt to change. If you don't, you're not going to survive. And that was, you know, we just had to do whatever we had to do. And we were very, very fortunate. So our timing, as bad as it was in the beginning, I think in the end, it worked out pretty well for us.
So I was going to ask you guys a little bit more about how you got into this whole industry. I know you were home brewers, right, before?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. We kind of got into it.
Jeremy really started Jeremy and one of our partners, Whit Baker, really started Bond Brothers.
A lot of the awards and accolades we get for our beer can be attributed to, well, obviously like our collective efforts, but Whit's recipes, they've evolved over time, obviously, but he's a huge part of our success. And me and him started homebrewing years and years and years ago. And we both pretty competitive and we kind of get obsessed with things. If we're passionate about something, we get, you know, we're 100% into it.
Yeah.
And beer kind of became our passion projects. He was a teacher at the time. I was a fabricator. We were both working full-time jobs, but we still found plenty of time to brew beer. And we just made tons and tons of beer, entered competitions, did tastings, and it just grew and grew and grew until we got to the point where we figured either we're going to, you know, go to the next level, which is professional, or we need to dial it back because it was getting to be like a second full-time job, honestly. So that's kind of what brought us to this industry and how we became part of the brewing community.
Well, we're glad that you're part of it. Tell me more about some other stuff you got going on there. I saw on your website, Many Faces, the Many Faces. You're part of that program?
Yes, we are. Actually, I just talked to Whit about that. We definitely want to spread the word. We want to interest individuals of color outside of the beer community to look into it, to read about all it has to offer. But it's a paid internship. There's several breweries participating. We are one of them, obviously. It's a great opportunity. We love education. That's a huge part of what we do. And community is another aspect that we focus on. So bring somebody that's maybe not familiar with the beer community, which when you're part of the beer community, it's all you really think about. But when you're not, questions.
Right. Yeah, no doubt. Anybody who is interested could go to our website. All the additional information is there as well. And the sign up sheet or the application. Correct, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything's accessible on the website. If you have any questions, you can always reach out to Whit, WHIT at bondbrothersbeer.com. We can answer anything, any questions you have. But
we're excited for that. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
It looked really cool. So what type of stuff would the intern be doing?
Yeah, it's a lot. They would be involved in, depends what really interests them, but they would have the opportunity to experience all aspects of the brewing process, how the brewery is run. So they can particularly focus on the back of the house. And they can learn about fermentation. They can learn about the brewing process.
Sanitizing, cleaning, a lot of that stuff. Which is...
It's amazing. A huge part of brewing is cleaning. And people don't realize that. They think it's just, what a fun job to have. You make beer all day, but you essentially clean all day is what you do. You boil and you just wait for your work to boil. And while you're waiting, you're cleaning. So they're going to learn a lot about that. But there's a huge science aspect to it, too. And Whit was a chemistry teacher. So he loves talking shop. And, if you have questions, he'll be more than happy to answer. So they're going to learn a lot about the science of beer, the business aspects of beer. And then we do a lot of the, maintaining, fabrication, all the fixing. There's a lot of things that break all the time in the brewing industry. So we most certainly teach him
or her.
Or her.
That side of it, because that's a huge part of it too. People don't understand. It's like you have to be able to fix your spaceships, so to speak.
Beer doesn't wait. You know,
if it's broken, you got to fix it.
You got to fix it right away.
So there's plenty of things to learn. I think it'd be an eye opener for whoever does get the internship.
That sounds good. Well, we're definitely going to post a link to that on our website so people can find it and they can apply, because it sounds like a really great opportunity. Well, thank you guys so much for joining me today.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having us.
This has been the WREL Out and About podcast, a production of the Capital Broadcasting Podcast Network. If you like what you heard, follow. You can always follow us. You can always check us out on social media, WREL Out and About on all platforms. Share with your friends, y'all. I mean, we just want to make sure that, you know, we're covering and we're talking to the people that you want to hear from. So let us know. And of course, as always, have a fantastic rest of your day.